First Saturday of the month, and you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show, coming to you live from Body Mind Spirit Radio. Wendy covers spiritual topics throughout the show, and of course, you can get into the queue for your psychic mini reading. Wendy Powers is best known for making remarkable, accurate predictions. She has been on many TV and radio shows throughout her more than 30-year career. Wendy Powers is not only a renowned psychic, she is a non-denominational minister officiating weddings and memorials. Wendy is an intuitive counselor, spiritual advisor, plus she is a writer for Body Mind Spirit Guide magazine. If you would like a mini reading this morning, call into the station at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call in now and get into the queue as the phone lines fill up quickly. That number again to call in for a psychic mini reading is 646-378-0378. And now, here is your host, Wendy Powers.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone. This is a beautiful, beautiful day today here in Michigan, and that's where I'm calling from. And I have people from all over the world, literally, on the show today, as always, and that's why we are global. I mean, think about the fact that we now today can connect to anybody in the world, not by phone line, but this a remarkable way of tuning in through the internet. And, you know, it's just amazing. It's like energy, invisible energy. Everything is wireless. Everything is instant. It's so amazing. And so we're going to be talking about, which I think is, an important topic that is very rarely talked about. I'm kind of excited to talk about it because, it would be kind of like weird if we hadn't evolved to where we're at today, and the fact that we're going to talk about aliens. And, you know, many of you I know, of course, are aware of ancient aliens that are on the History Channel. And think about that. A History Channel, which is, you know, one of those stodgy, all about education kind of channels, brings on alien, ancient aliens and brings some real validity to the fact that we probably have been visited before, and who knows if we're still being visited, and that's what they, you know, are researching. And then there's so many other interesting things that go on with the whole concept of us and aliens. And we are going to be talking about today, not just aliens exist, but we're going to talk about, have we ever incarnated into alien life on another planet? Are aliens here on this planet that have incarnated from another planet? Fascinating subject. I've been kind of thinking about this and meditating, and I came up with an amazing epiphany in a meditation that I had the other day, and I think I even know why aliens abduct people. And it's an interesting thing, and I'm going to bring that up as we go throughout the show. Today I have a guest. She is a very interesting person. I've had her on before, and she is a certified hypnotherapist, and she has many different kinds of ways that she can tune in to help you with finding yourself, including going through past life regression therapy, which is her specialty. And she can kind of very expediently go in and find out, why are you dealing with the stresses that you're dealing with, phobias that you're dealing with, the fears, which is the number one reason that people don't move forward, is fear. And she's able to get in there and do kind of a quick way of fixing it, or not maybe quick, but at least more, expedient, way of being able to get through the problem instead of long therapy sessions and trying to unveil why you're doing certain behaviors or not doing certain things. And then she's able to get in there and do that. but she's quite fascinating, and so I'm very excited about having Colleen Swanson on. And again, she has her own hypnotherapy clinic, and we'll talk about that more when she comes on. But she's going to be our guest, and the reason she's my guest on this very interesting show that we're talking about aliens and reincarnation of alien life. Think about that. So here she's doing hypnotic regressions, and lo and behold, she has clients that end up in alien life. Now, it's amazing. So when I had a conversation with her, I had this feeling, because I came up with this topic, and I had this feeling that I needed to call Colleen and say, you know, has this ever happened to you in any of your sessions? And she said, it just so happened to have done. I had someone that did that. And I said, okay, great. You're going to share that with us on the show. And so she's going to come on and do that. And don't go away. We have this great topic, and we want to learn about this. This is an amazing topic in my epiphany about alien life and abduction. But we are also, I am going to tune in to you as well. So stay in the queue and stay patient. As we go throughout the show, I will be tuning in to you. I know many of you have questions. The lines are jammed right now. So I don't know if you'll be able to get through, but yeah, you know, try to get into the queue. We'll try to get to as many of you as possible. And but we will get to you. But hey, this is an amazing topic. One that I've never ventured into before on the air or in any of my articles, but I do think it's very on topic in this world today when everybody is being much more open-minded. Research is being done. Neurologists are chiming in with, yes, it's true. And so there's just an amazing amount of proof that's starting to be revealed that aliens even exist. But now we're going to go to that next level, that next step to say, how are we connected to this? Why are they even coming here? And are we that much different? So without further conversation on that, I'm going to bring in our guest. Colleen, are you there?
I'm here, Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much. I know we are in the Labor Day weekend, and you have a family, so I appreciate you taking your time to come in and share. Well, thank you. So we were just discussing a little bit, or I was discussing. I talk to myself a lot, see that. So I just there's a therapy there somewhere for somebody. I don't know. that you just started touching into this kind of, I guess, unveiling of past, you know, not past lives, but I guess a lifetime. Of one of your clients, at least, we did discuss, that entered into an alien life. So How about you kind of explaining a little bit about that and sharing what, you know, findings you had with that experience?
Yeah, you know, well, when I started this process, you know, I have heard of other people that had clients regress to that, but it hadn't happened to me yet. You never know where somebody's going to go. Typically, you know, when we start the regression process, they come to Earth, and so we walk through that. However, this person did that, but they were stuck in a field, and I, you know, nothing was really going on, so I was like, okay, let's move them to something important, but they just kept going back to this field. So I said, okay, let's explore this a little further, and in doing that, there was a spaceship. They started describing the spaceship, and I asked them, you know, is this a scary experience or was this something familiar to you? And it was familiar to them. And they had, you know, been to the spaceship before and started talking about how it was theirs. And so I asked them to kind of go inside and explore it. And were there other people there? And this person said, you know, yes, there were other, you know, didn't describe them as aliens, but they weren't human. So, you know, obviously we just kind of assume and go with it that it's an extraterrestrial type of being. And when I asked to describe, you know, what they were there for, this person talked about how they were there to explore, to find out about the Earth and what was going on. So they weren't here for any reasons of harming or anything fearful. It was just for exploring and seeing what they could learn and find out.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, you know, we've had various different types of aliens come here, but you said something just a second ago, which I found fascinating. When you asked him if they were aliens, and he didn't really connect to that, because that's like asking a human when he's reincarnating and doing a human experience, are they human?
Exactly.
You know, so so that I think was more validation that he was in a real, you know, I guess, experience. And you know, and as you know, being a hypnotherapist, all memories are available to us. All memories.
Yeah.
Past, present, future, even future. Have you experienced that as well?
Not the future, but, you know, not in specific detail, but more of a sense of knowing. So when we, after we go through the regression process, when we work with the subconscious, people will have questions regarding their future. Should they be living here? Is there a different place for them? What will they be doing? And they get those answers because, as you know, the subconscious, you know, has a plan and it knows what's for our higher good. People will actually be able to touch on that, opposed to, you know, when we're just going through our every day-to-day time as human beings and we're aware of things, and a lot of times our ego gets in the way. When you take it out of the way and you can connect to that source, you can really get answers that you're looking for.
Well, that's true. And that, you know, I've been able to experience hypnosis before. I don't get into that, but I think whenever we meditate, whether it's, you know, and sometimes people liken meditation to self-hypnosis, and it really is. There's nothing scary. People sometimes think hypnosis is, oh, that's so scary, you know, I don't want to give over the control to someone. But what would you say to that if someone said that?
You know, the thing with hypnosis, the first thing people usually ask me, are you going to make me bark like a dog, or am I going to do this? No, you know, there's stage hypnosis, and that's all fun, but that's not what this is. And I think a lot of people, too, need to realize that you can't do or say anything that, you know, is against your beliefs or your morals. It just doesn't work that way. Our subconscious wouldn't allow that. So, and again, as you said, it really is similar to meditating, and it's an easy process. It's really not, people think that it's really difficult and a difficult state to achieve, but it's not, and it's really just allowing yourself to relax and to go to that place and to quiet the mind to be able to go there. So really there's no reason to have any fear as far as that goes.
Well, and that's the thing. I think people, you know, they're frightened of giving up what they think is control and that somebody may be in their brain. And it's kind of like some people are afraid of surgery. They don't want somebody in their body. You know what I mean? The brain is even more sacred. But it's a way, if you have something that's going on and you need to solve it, it's the most expedient way to get in and solve the problem. And so, you know, and someone like yourself who is really more into the people don't talk about the therapy part about hypnotherapy. There's a great reason to do that. And I want to get back to our topic, but I'm bringing this up to the fact that here you have a person in front of you who came to you to just maybe unveil whatever stress or problem that, you know, whatever was going on with that person, and then slips into an alien life. Now, I found that fascinating. Now, I have a question for you. Did he describe, even though it didn't seem unfamiliar to him, did he describe what the aliens look like or what kind of an alien he might have been?
Not the description of what they might have been, but the reason I knew that, I mean, obviously, you know, at the time when we're going through the process, they knew that they weren't in a human body, because I'll ask them, you know, describe, you know, what you're wearing, can you see your feet? And they couldn't see any of that. You know, they had these suits on, and it was difficult for this person to describe what they were, but this person just knew that they weren't in a human form. And, you know, when you say the connection of when they come to heal something or figure it out, you know, when this person came to me after spending some time speaking with them, I knew that they were just a natural leader. And what's interesting is what happened when we went back and this person went to that lifetime as an alien and they were there to explore. This person ended up eating something or getting sick and was poisoned and it killed him, so it ended his time, and he felt it was too soon, that he had let his crew down and he wasn't able to, you know, fulfill what he was there to fulfill. So going through that process was really emotional for this person because they wanted to be able to go back and do what they needed to do and they couldn't. So there's always a connection, and that was really interesting.
So it's interesting in the respect that he was on Earth, contracted something here, moved, went back. It was back in the ship. Obviously, I guess it wasn't contagious, but he himself, you know, experienced the, you know, the death from this, whatever he contracted, and so he felt like his mission might have been incomplete, and he had to come back to Earth. Is you think that's why he?
He was the leader of the ship, so that's why there was this huge, you know, disappointment and feeling of let down, almost as he let everyone down because he was the leader and he, you know, got sick and passed before that he could, you know, fulfill what he came here to fulfill and explore. And it's just interesting because when I met this person, you know, I was seeing and feeling all these qualities like, wow, this person could be doing so much more and has really strong leadership qualities. And so sometimes when we heal that, you know, people are able to move forward and then step into that role and really take on what they're here to do.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, the, one of the reasons we slip into past lives, whether it's alien life or human life, is that we have incomplete lessons. And very often that, because, you know, we could have many hundreds of lives, you know, from past lives.
Yeah.
But we usually find, you probably find this too in your therapy, that, you know, you have people slip into a place where they have incomplete lessons or, you know, things that they, and part of what I'm feeling from that psychically is that this person probably, you know, even though has been reincarnated here into a human life, obviously, is he's still dealing with that sense of failure and still, you know, trying to fight the failure and the fears and not feeling like he fits in, I betcha. You know, because and I found with tuning into people, because I've actually done readings where, you know, I have noticed that they were aliens in another life. I had a person, it was probably 30-some years ago, and he came to me. I was only in my mid-30s, and he was probably just 20, maybe 21. And very nice-looking man, and he walks in, and, you know, here he's all anxious and young and looking for, you know, what's my path. And I immediately saw that he was a tall, angelic-looking, in kind of a white, glowy, you know, spirit. Some people, I think, would, if they just saw that and didn't know about other life forms, they would think it was an angel. But he was of another planet, but came here to experience the earthy planet. And I know I ran into him, maybe it was 5 years ago, and I hadn't seen him for all those years after that reading. And he's still like this person probably that you're talking about, as I've noticed with other people that are, you know, kind of incarnated here on Earth from another planet, that they're never quite fit in. They never quite know how to get into the groove of all the greed or the distresses of life or the prejudices of life or all the things that seem to happen in the human psyche. And, you know, they have a much harder time doing, you know, things what we call normal in going from child to education to career to success to retirement and just, they just always seem to be out of phase with that. I don't know if your client felt that, but I know that that's what I have felt from the people that I've tuned into.
Yeah, you know, and it's a good, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, Dolores Cannon, she is a woman who created this process, this specific process of quantum healing hypnosis, and she talks about that in her book, The Three Waves of Volunteers in the New Earth. And one thing that she says, and specifically it's on the back, for people that have lived as space beings or other planets or other dimensions, you know, because all memory is, so to speak, erased upon entry to the Earth dimension, they don't remember their assignment. So when they, you know, when these souls come in, they have a difficult time adjusting to our world. It can be chaotic for them. But they all have a vital role to play here. So it's important to help people, you know, figure out and work through that.
Well, it is. So what we're kind of establishing for our listening audience is that you know, we're not limited to the earth for our incarnations. Now, something that I've kind of been doing a little studying on, which I felt, but I thought I'd do a little research on, and it makes sense in just the understanding of reincarnation, is that, you know, we can, when we're ready to evolve or have an experience on another planet, we can go to a planet where there's a more intelligent or more evolved a living process that they're going through, but and you know, but we have to be ready for that. We can't just, you know, we can't just go from, oh well, we still are working out greed and lust and all the other emotions here on Earth, and we're not evolved, and then we decide, you know, we're going to reincarnate on a planet that those issues don't even exist because that isn't part of their living experience, their spiritual experience. So we can't go from a lower energy to a higher energy like that. But a higher energy can come to an experience, you know, these other more earthy experiences of, mm-hmm. you know, emotion, failure, lust, you know, fears, you know, these, because it's part of what they want to experience. So it's kind of like we don't incarnate into an animal or a plant, even though we, you know, there's some cultures that say that, it's that we always evolve. It's not a devolving process. It's an evolving process, and we're evolving forward and up, and it's all about our souls experiencing and continuing to move forward. It's like you don't want to take somebody who's in college and put them back into the first grade, mm-hmm. you know, outside of the fact that he can observe what's going on in the first grade. There's nothing there for him to learn, but if you know, but if he chooses to learn and observe and get, he never quite fits in with the first grade, you know, and that's what yeah. happens to some of the souls that come here from other incarnations or other alien life. They come here and they never quite fit into the first grade, you know, but they yeah. feel like observers and they're out of sync, but they did want to know what goes on in the first grade. But you can't take a first grader and put them all the way up into college. We do have a few geniuses on the planet, but I think they already were evolved, and expect them to fit in socially, emotionally, intellectually. You can't do it. So you can go backwards to learn, but it's in the evolving process. So meaning that you can go back to learn, but but you're not existing there to start evolving from scratch. You're just going back to have that experience. But when you're in the kindergarten level, you can't go, or first grade level, you can't go into, into college and be able to fit in and have that experience. You're going to be like a lost puppy and, mm-hmm. and be lost. A quick question before we want to go to the call. So thank you for all for being patient. We are going to get to those calls. And after we do a few calls, I'm going to share with you my epiphany about adoptees that I got through one of my meditations. Now, I wanted to know, because we've been told about different types of aliens that came to this planet. Now, your person that went through this incarnation, did he realize it? Was he a gray? Was he a tall angel-like spirit, alien, what did he get, what his form was?
The form was almost of a human body, but it wasn't a human body, and they had on suits. So there wasn't this, like, you know, bright light or anything like that. But, you know, another thing that clients will sometimes experience, and I've had some have this happen, is they will just be a being of light. And they just have this incredible self of, you know, sense of being connected, and they don't want to leave that place because it just feels so great. So sometimes opposed to coming down to the earth, they actually go up, and they can just feel and sense that they're just a being of light with the universe. So, you know, everyone's experience is so different.
Well, and you bring up in something else that's interesting. We're not always in a physical form. Like when I went through my death experience in 1986, I met up with spiritual beings, but they were just orbs or spheres yep. of light. And I was aware that I was just light. So that's alien form. If you look at aliens, I mean, you're not living in a, you know, a planet and buying a house and going through all that process. but you have all the knowledge. You're connected into that universal knowledge, which brings into God. This is a big subject, so we cannot get into all of it in this very short period of time that we have. But I'll write about it in a little bit more in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide that, you know, we have access to us locally here in Michigan in paper form. But you all that are listening all around the world, it's in digital form. I love this age, you know. I mean, there's access to everything today.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to BodyMindSpiritGuide.com, that's BodyMindSpiritGuide.com, you'll be able to access all of the guides, which are a magazine that has all these amazing articles from other people as well, and just fascinating reading. I also, of course, write in it, but I'm going to, in this next issue, which will be actually the October issue, even though we're in September, my September issue's already out, and you can access, and I'm going to talk about how does God come into all this? Where are we at in all this? Because I am an ordained minister. So, I mean, I teach God. I teach, you know, the process of being here on the earth in a spiritual way. So how does that come into this whole process that we could experience a life in an alien planet? And how is that different? Is that, you know, what is that? You know, and I feel that there's many different dimensions of the soul's evolution. And, you know, and so that's part of what I will address in my new article coming up in October. But I'm sure that's probably crossed your mind too, you know, Colleen. You know, it's, how does this all fare out, you know, when you were learning your process of hypnotherapy and reincarnation came up? And but it's really there. We're all going through these experiences for our learning, and we can evolve into different dimensions on different planets, and of course on good old Earth.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And I think it always comes down to that. You know, we're always here to learn and continue growing. I mean, that's, you know, essentially what we're all here to do is to learn and to grow.
Yeah, exactly. Evolve. I like to use the word evolve because
I think that's a great choice.
Yeah, because, you know, no matter how many lives you have, doesn't, you know, people say, well, gosh, how many lives did I have? That's not relevant. You can repeat the first grade 1,000 times. You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's so you have to evolve. And, you know, the people that are going through the greatest amount of evolution, probably like the person that you know, found this alien life that he had lived, is so out of touch with, you know, with the human experience. He's not going to be able to evolve to the level that he might think that other humans, you know, are evolving to, because he's so far above that. He's probably so far down that, you know, education, you know, or that, you know, that spiritual experience level that, you know, it's difficult to be here, but he still has to experience this so that he can then go back and work on sharing that with other people or other, you know, beings, you know, in whatever dimension that he or planet that he is going to go to the next level. But I do find it very hard for people that are very spiritually evolved or alien reincarnation to be able to, you know, connect to an earthly planet. So we're going to go to the calls, but Colleen, are you willing to stay in for the whole hour? Because we may have people that have a question for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. And by the way, for everyone who's listening, I will post Colleen's information. It's more relevant to our Michigan area, but for her services and her how to get a hold of Colleen to my website. And my website is wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. That's wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. And if you can't remember all that, just Google Psychic Wendy Powers. But make sure you put psychic because we have other Wendy Powers out there. In fact, I had this wonderful lady. She contacted me. She says, I Googled my name and I found you. and she says, it's fascinating what other Wendy Powers are doing out there. But if you put Psychic Wendy Powers, you'll find you get to my front pages of my website. So anyway, we're going to go to the phone lines, and I know we're switching gears a little bit. And remember, stay tuned. I'm going to bring my epiphany of why abductees are taken All right, so we are going to go to, I think it's Maldia.
Yes, hi, hello.
Hello, and where are you calling from? Is it Maldia? Is that how you say it?
Malvina.
Malvina, okay. Malvina. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
So all from New York, okay. We know there's aliens walking around New York. of all kinds. Okay, let's see what we got for you. Well, interesting. Weren't you supposed to move, though? I feel, you know, I you know, it was like you were stuck due to you had a different, I want to say you had a different job opportunity, and you were ready to move. Was it about a year ago? You were thinking that, hey, I'm going to take that and I'm going to move out, but you just keep getting drawn back in, and you're just kind of stuck. You feel kind of stuck where, you know, not just where you're located in New York, but I'm talking about in with your job and not being able to move forward. But there was some type of training or something that you did that you thought, hey, this is it. I'm going to be able to move. I'm going to be able to get myself moving into a new direction. But was it about a year ago? I'm trying to get my timing on that.
I've been in my apartment for a year.
That's when maybe the year came. But are you satisfied with that? Because I kept feeling about a year ago you were thinking you were going to be moving or maybe something else was supposed to go on within this new job, that even though it started a year ago. There was other training that you yet have to go through, correct?
Well, I'm a teacher, and the job that I was at previously, I was there starting March, and I was very unhappy there.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. And then you were trying to move, and you were frustrated, was it about a year ago that you moved into the job that that you're in currently, and you were saying that, but that, I still feel you're not happy, though.
I'm not at that job anymore, so I'm looking for something else. So that was my main question: is when something.
Okay, well, good. Well, I guess I had to go backwards to go forward because I saw you in that frustration and about the job and the training that you had for your job, and then that makes sense. So, with that in mind, you know, in the timing of it, I don't feel that you're going to be able to make, you know, a real change. There's something, though, that's going to take you out of your area or out of your district. They know teachers deal with districts. But were you going to be dealing with a university versus the lower grades? Because I see a university, not lower grade education. And it's like a teacher, you know, kind of thing. And did you completed your master's, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then weren't you working on your PhD?
I have an advanced certificate above my master's.
Okay, but it's not a PhD at this point.
No.
Because you had thought about doing that.
Yes.
And I do feel you're going to do that because once you complete your PhD, I see you more involved with working for a university and you being a professor and working for the university. In the meantime, I do see that you're going to be making a district change, a job change, but I don't see that until March. You know, and that's mid, and that's kind of in a awkward time, I know, because we look at things in semesters in school world, but I did feel in March you have the opportunity, but you find out about your job change and, you know, to make that change in March. And so, but you move out of the area, maybe you'll have to commute but I do feel it's not in the district or the area that you had been working in. It's completely different. You will work in that while you finish your PhD and then went the next, and that will be, you know, it'll be a good job. You'll like the people. The biggest problem you had with that job you had was more of the people and the and the, you know, the people that ran the education, you know, the board, whatever you call it, that's what you really had your problem in. It wasn't a frustration of teaching. It was a frustration of the people you were working with. But I did feel that you're going to be moving into a new job, you know, in March. It's going to be kind of working more privately, not in a public school system. And, you know, but while you're doing that, you get paid more and you'll actually like it. I feel that you decided through encouragement of other people around you to get involved with the PhD program and move you up a little bit more in the, you know, food chain of teaching. and then then you'll really shine. It's like you teach the teachers, or, you know, it's something that you'll feel greatly fulfilled. So we're kind of projecting you out throughout your career life there. But hang on, and I already feel you've made contact with the people that you're going to be working for, the district or the private school, but it doesn't seem to come through until March.
Okay.
So, you know, hang in there. All right, well, I hope that helped you out.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, you know, it's fascinating. You know, again, while we're just on the subject of it, there's no time really in the time-space continuum. I don't know if you noticed that, Colleen. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, because all memory is past, present, and future. It all exists at the same time. Einstein talked about that, and that we measure time in a linear process, but all time exists at the same time in layers, not in a linear fashion. But is that what you've discovered by doing what you do?
Yeah, and you know, I think once they go through that process, they really come out and just have a different sense of their life. And a lot of people, again, not to say that time is everything, but they stop, I don't want to say wasting time either, but really feel inspired to do something more and something bigger that they have always felt anyway that they've wanted to do, just haven't really had that push to quite do it yet.
It's such a big subject, and again, where there's only so much time in our hour. So we're going to move to the next caller, and let's see who we have. Don, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi, Don. Oh, I'm great. And where are you calling from?
I'm from New York as well, Long Island.
Oh, gosh, we're buzzing in New York.
And believe me, I know there's plenty of aliens walking around New York, especially in Manhattan.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And they're in the finance world, you know.
Hey, that's where I'm at.
I know. I'm sorry. Oh, goodness. Well, anyway, Don, you know, but I do feel that, you know, okay, let's tune into it. Well, you have a lot of things going on. I know you, it's going to deal more with relationships versus, you know, the job, because, you know, but you got movement in both your job and relationships right now, meaning that you're going to be. Did you have connection to Connecticut?
I did many years ago.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know, something from Connecticut was going to come resurface into your life. Someone, something. I don't know why, but I just caught it blasting in from the past, the connection to Connecticut.
Is this female or male?
Female on this one. Okay. Actually, you know, that's not a fair question because we're both, but I did feel that it was a relationship.
Okay.
And I don't know, it's just kind of a blast from the past and, you know, coming in and that connection. And you may find that this month yet. You know, the internet, going back to that, connects people
right.
That, you know, in a way that we never thought. We think we're leaving people behind. We're just dragging them along on this what they call the string, you know. And, you know, and somebody may be looking you up. So anyway, I know that wasn't what you were interested in, but it's just something that popped in.
Well, that would be actually kind of interesting. So.
it's just, you know, kind of coming back into your life. not necessarily to revive anything as much as just kind of, I think, both of you coming to a point where you've learned a lot in life and a lot of the frustrations of life, and you're just kind of sharing and regrouping, as they say, you know. It's kind of cool. Okay, so are you going to move out of state? You know, you've been trying to for several years. But I'm going to just jump in and maybe not see where you hope to go, but I see that you're going to be moving down south, more down into the Florida area. And again, it seems to be tied into relationship and career, not just one or the other.
Okay.
This is somebody that you must be in communication with now, because I see the connection in the present. Are you been talking to somebody or have some kind of connection with somebody in Florida right now? Florida.
I mean, I have I have a couple of friends down there. But,
yeah, I don't see that as a full-on relationship. That's why I say it the way I'm saying it.
Right.
I just see connection with people right now, but there's a relationship that's going to come out of all that.
Okay.
And it's in Florida. Because you just went through not a breakup, but a kind of like, you don't break up so much as you just kind of distance yourself.
Yeah, well, my wife and I now, and we've been together for about 10 years, 11 years, and we've been having an extremely difficult time. And I've been sending a ton of resumes. I'm trying to move to North Carolina, to the Charlotte area.
Okay. That would be the south, because I kept feeling you were going south, definitely. But I think you're going to go all the way down to Florida.
Okay.
And it's going to be because of friends that you have, some people that you already have a connection with down there that are going to help you, and then another relationship comes into your life from that moving.
Okay.
Because you're distancing yourself from your wife right now, whether you know it or not. It, like I said, it's an emotional disconnect versus, you know, we're going through a divorce process.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you, because that's why I kept feeling that the synergistic kind of, like, relationship and job both are changing. Both are going, through a process of moving and changing. I don't ever like to see, and especially in a mini reading like this, say to somebody, hey, you're going to go through a divorce, but I could feel it the way I was feeling it, is that you're distancing yourself. And you're going to move on ahead first, and you're going to find that it just works out better for both of you.
Right.
Even though I know, and again, difficult in this mini tiny reading, it's just time, for you guys to learn in other places and evolve your lives in other places. You will get one response to your resume in South Carolina, but I really do feel it's in Florida. Where you're going to end up getting your job, and it's going to happen in the early part of next year.
Okay.
You're going to know about it by October that this is a possibility. So first comes the career connection, somebody who knows somebody in Florida. You guys already know each other as, you know, like you said, friends. And then while you're there, you find, somebody that you actually will connect into a love relationship with, and it'll be a very good one.
Okay.
So again, I'm sorry, there's a lot to throw on you in a mini reading.
Yeah, no.
I hope I've helped you out.
Yeah, no, immensely. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. You have a blessed weekend. Thank you.
You too. Thank you for this.
So let me see. We disconnect. Okay. Yeah, isn't it fascinating how things, you think it's going one way and it turns out going another way. So in this few minutes, I'm going to share with you my epiphany, and I don't know, Colleen, I know you're just kind of in the beginnings of, researching this, because you're not actually researching it, but you kind of are, because you're more into past life regressions, but the alien life that popped up once, I bet you it's going to pop up many more times for you.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so log that, because I'm going to give you a little reading. I see a book coming, Colleen, and you're going to have it sooner than you think. I feel you're going to have that book within the next 3 years that's going to get out there. Journal everything, not just past life, but journal everything that you do. even what you're learning, and you're going to find it kind of like the, you know, the book or the thing that kind of launches you into a higher level. And, you know, as far as who you are and what you do as research and teaching, which is really where I feel your eventual career will go. See, I had to throw a little mini reading on you.
Well, anyway. It's funny because I think it was 2 days ago I just sat down on my computer and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to start this book. And so I typed maybe a paragraph.
Oh, you did. There you go.
So that's funny you said that.
Yeah, I mean, and you didn't tell me that. This is not something you told me, you know. That's fascinating. So I'm going to share with people an epiphany that I had, as I said, about abductees. We hear about it all the time, in ancient aliens, we hear about it, you know, from news stories, books been out, you know, about, you know, people being taken by aliens. What are they doing with us? You know, we all have a good joke over, you know, good laugh over the anal probing aspect of what are they doing? What do they want to know up there? And, you know, but, and I don't mean to be crude, anyone. It just, you know, we know the jokes and we know what's going on. But they're very frightening, too, about people that have had an experience. Some people come back to tell the experience and other people don't. Some people, you know, say that they've had been impregnated and they find themselves not having the child anymore. It's a very big subject. That's part of why, again, I want to write about it a little bit more. But this is what I feel. We've just been talking about incarnations into other life, you know, from alien to human life. And I think that the aliens are coming down to visit who, because they don't live in the limited memory knowledge bank that we have. And they're coming down to visit people that they know that, you know, and take people and to see how they're thriving on the planet that had been with them and their original orient, their planet that they originally oriented from or came from was this other planet. You know, we know about the graves, we know about other ones, but, you know, let's take, for instance, the graves, because that's the most familiar. Let's say your incarnation or your soul path has always been on that planet, which I do believe is in a parallel solar system to ours, and possibly the Andromeda, you know, strain, or excuse me, plane, you know, let's say just like as a human, we're going along our life path always in the human experience, and then one day we've evolved enough and we're going to have a, you know, an alien experience. We're going to land on, you know, Sirius B, you know, let's say, and have an experience on that planet with that, a race of beings. And so, well, with the aliens, that they have the ability to, and they're not limited by the memories. They know you're here. They're checking up on you. They're trying to see, oh, they're not surviving very well, or they are thriving. How are they thriving? So they're learning from the experience of the person incarnated into the human life, yet you're part of their soul cluster, and they want to learn from you and what you're going through. Sometimes it's physical. They want to do physical exams. They're fascinated by that. I think in the aspect of probing anything, taking your blood, doing whatever they might do, is just examining the physical or the biology of how to exist on this planet. It's like the one person that you did a past life regression and found out he was from an alien planet and died from something that was here, you know, that he contracted somehow. You know, they're trying to figure that out. You know, let's say it's the grays. You know, they're trying to figure out, okay, what can kill us, what can't kill us, what's interesting here. Maybe we can come down here in physical form and not have these experiences like your client had. And that's why they would be wearing suits, which makes sense. But they're also here to visit people that are souls that had chosen to go from their comfort zone of living in the plane that they lived in the alien plane. We call it alien. We're aliens to them. And they came here and they're trying to live a life. And that's why they feel always out of, they never quite feel part of it. They get frightened that they're taken because being in the earthly plane, we block memory. which is where you come in, Colleen, to unleash that memory. We block memories of our own past lives, a human life. We don't know why. We're always afraid of water, and then we go into a past life regression. But, oh, well, we drowned, you know, or we were on a sunken ship, you know, and we were caught in a submarine and couldn't get out. Okay, so that's the same thing when you're dealing with, we block those memories. So when you're in the human in that mind, you block the memories. It's not that the memory isn't there. So sometimes I think that the aliens will look, you know, take someone, and they're trying to get them their memory. Hey, you know, are you in there? You know, do you remember us? You know, we have every right to pick you up and talk to you because you're one of us. And I give that line because that was actually, I don't recall which abductee said that the aliens, you know, looked at him right in the eye, and because the question was asked, why are you doing this to me? And he said, the alien had transferred his thought, well, it's because we can, and we have the right. And the rest of that is we have the right because you're one of us, and we're trying to check up on you and see how you're doing. A lot of people will find miraculous change in their health once they come back from, you know, being abducted. You know, so that again is a very big topic, but that's my epiphany. I think it's research, absolutely, but I also think if they're checking up on us, by anybody, and I say us, maybe I've had an alien too, but you know, they're just trying to raise. There we go. You know, I always said that. I said that to my kids. I said that, you know, to my family. And he always would say, you know, I'm an alien. I did. I felt like an alien. You know what I did when I was a child? I actually crawled up, you know, climbed up, I should say, to the tallest tree that was in our backyard. We had a lot of property, but our property kind of overlooked. We were sandwiched in the neighborhood where we were the end house at the block. And I could see everybody else's house. I could see everything else. It was just clear. And I was a climber, and I went to the top of a tree, and I looked around, and I knew I was an alien. I was just looking at everything. And I mean, you know, and again, I, you know, I was born in 1952, so, you know, aliens were amongst all of us at that time, you know, because they were just starting to come up with everything was atomic, you know, so maybe it was my imagination. But I really did feel that I was out of sync. And of course, my psyche was always extremely active, even when I was a very young child. And I mean, I was aware of everything. And I could never understand why I knew what I knew as a child. And so that's why I would say, well, I'm an alien, don't you know? So anyway, so that's what do you feel about all that day, my epiphany there? I think that's my word of the day.
I mean, I agree with you. And you know, another thing I would say to people, I think that oftentimes, too, in our dreams, we are connecting with things or with people, and a lot of times people will find that they've had these dreams, and then when they go through a past life regression, there is a connection to them. You know, not every time, but I think a lot of times, too, when we're in that state, you know, and you know this, too, that sometimes people will travel and they'll kind of move out of their body and go around or go to different places. So I really think there's just so much going on around us, and you know, I think the more that people are open to it, the better, really.
Well, it's just being aware and allowing ourselves to get out of our fear place of knowing.
Absolutely.
It's all about just revealing the knowledge that we already have, the knowing, the connection that is already there.
Yes.
But we live in fear. People often say, it's all about, you know, learning how to love while we're on this planet. No, it's learning how to remove fear. If we remove fear, all the other things just kind of come in, and so this earthly plane, the number one lesson that every human being is trying to pass through is fear, and fear of not just themselves and moving forward, but of everything. Fear of another religion. Look what's going on, the terrible wars that are going on within religion, always on this planet. The fear that you could be different, the fear that you're not, you know, connected to the God that we know, or the way we worship, or the way. And I'm not naming any one particular group here. I'm talking about that everyone's like that. The fear, and then they become angry and violent and vigilant in protecting their fears, and they, you know, it's just, so that's what we deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And that again is part of a major subject you know, again, connecting into the human experience and why we go through it. So anyway, we're going to real quickly go to one more call. But before we do, I want to make sure we don't run out of time. Colleen, how they can get a hold of you and what you can do for them when they do get a hold of you.
Yeah, you know, I've got my website at swanson-hypnotherapy.com, or my work line is 248-303-3013. But, you know, my website will explain a lot about what I do with the regression therapy, and they can always email me. My email is on there as well, and any questions that they have, I'm happy to answer.
Yes, and so that's Swanson. Say your website one more time.
Sure, it's swanson-hypnotherapy.com.
So this is pretty simple. That we get Swanson is Colleen's last name, -hypnotherapy.com. I'm going to also put her on my website. So as soon as we get off the air today, I'll put you into my website. So if you didn't catch all that, you can get Colleen's information. She's a fascinating woman. I've been very, very pleased to be able to connect with her and have her on my show. And as I predicted here on our show today, you're going to be writing a book, so you're going to be an authority and you're going to be out there. So you want to get with her now and say, gosh, I had that experience, before she gets too darn busy and you won't be able to get in to see her. Because that's going to happen, I'm telling you, because you are
good. I'm sure.
And to go onto my website, it's wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. That's wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. And phone numbers and all that are right in there. You can call me, email me, all that. But it's best to go through the website. For those of you who don't have a website or some do have the internet connection, I've been fascinated by some people who like to be off the grid. You can call 248-826-8255. That's my business line. So those of you who are off the grid and you don't want to use the website, it's 248-826-8255, and we can give you more information on. I do one-hour personal readings, and you get a little mini reading here on the air, but I actually am dedicated to just you for a full hour when we set up your appointment. And so we're going to go to. We got just a few minutes, so we're probably going to go out on this call. And we're going to talk to Diane. Are you there, Diane?
I am. Hello, hello. I love this show.
Oh, well,
I love your guest. I so believe in ETs, and I believe that they're walking. We could be one of them. People that are very spiritual, seeing in astrology, you know, have that connection when you're interested in esoteric, and when you resonate, and I believe that. ETs are here to help people. That's
Absolutely. Well, I also, and where are you calling from before we move forward on that?
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, Los Angeles, another place where many aliens live.
Yeah.
I lived in California for 8-9 years, and trust me, you know, I love it. I love it. In Southern California, there's nothing like it on the planet, just like New York, you know. But you're right, but speaking of, you are a medium, you know, and you have ability to tune in to things, and you find yourself, without realizing it, being able to communicate with not only the other side, but you're able to communicate with, I think it's not just angels. I really think people are confused about what an angel is. We like to put an identity on it, but really I think we're talking about the aliens that are those with the white energy around them, that, like I talked about, that I was able to tune into the person that was in my office some 30 years ago, tall, thin, good looking, has the, you know, beautiful glow around them. I know you've experienced this. Maitreya is, look up Maitreya, okay, Diane?
I will.
And you're going to find you connected to Maitreya. I feel it, you know. So please tune in to next time. I'm sorry you were on hold so long. We can't talk to you very, very much. But did you have a quick question?
Just wondering if you, when you talk to someone, if you know they are an alien or not that easy.
I don't know that until sometimes I do, because they kind of wear that energy out. and you can just sense it. And but usually I'm doing a reading on a person when it pops up, you know, and only if it's relevant to what's going on in their life, you know, meaning that, you know, because remember, I said they suppress those memories and they're trying to have the human experience. The people that are here are totally aware that they're aliens and are trying to reach out. Like you said, they're metaphysical very often, they're spiritual. They can be under religion, under, you know, wonderful people, like, you know, that are just out of sync with everything and trying to reach out. You can look at even, and I'm going to say something that might sound blasphemous, but I don't mean it to, but even looking at Jesus Christ or you know, is that they're here to try to bring us knowledge. You know, it's like, you know, that's why he was the begotten son. He actually had to go through the physical human experience to show us something that was far greater than ourselves on the physical plane. And if that makes sense to you.
It does. Oh, so crystal clear. Oh, you are so on top of it.
See?
God, you have it down. I love it.
But great. Well, I think we're off the air, so I have to queued off, but I hope I've helped you out. I was wonderful talking to you. We'll have to talk again sometime.
Loved it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye, hon.